Dr. Kermani, have you ever seen this email before? Scroll down to the top of it. I don't believe you are listed as one of the recipients.
No, it's not familiar.
Okay, so do you recall at Illumina referring to sets of beads by the number of bead types in that set generally?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Do you remember referring to bead sets generally by the number of bead types available in that bead set? For instance, the 768 sets.
Yes, we often do that.
Do you have any idea who ran the analysis of the arrays that are being referred to in this particular email?
No, as I said, it could be anybody in the company.
You provide a program that any scientist can run by themselves and do their own analysis?
That's correct.
So do you have any information about what two different sets of 768 Dr. Chi is referring to in this email?
Absolutely not. The only thing I could guess was one of them was a set that I ran.
As you said, I think you said you did a concordance across three bundles. Is that sort of like repeating the experiment three times?
Yes.
Is that done simultaneously?
Yes.
So based on that analysis that you personally did on that particular 768 set, was it your testimony that about 500 bead types were decoded?
Correct.
And just so there's a little more clarity in this area, you are saying any scientist running your algorithm can modify the thresholds you set for whatever reasons they want to?
Correct.
When you refer to garbage, it has kind of a negative connotation. What do you mean by garbage?
Mostly empty cores. As I said, empty cores. If they come to analysis, they will get called something, so you don't want to bring them in. Also beads that are not. Maybe they are not showing high intensity.
So would it be fair to say that you are talking, when you refer to garbage, you are talking about places where there's no bead at all? That's one kind of garbage.
That's one category, yes.
Another kind of garbage would be a bead that just didn't light up?
That's correct. There are other possibilities, theoretically, one could imagine, but it's beyond my knowledge of chemistry and biology.
But with experience that you had with the particular three experiments that you looked at, the three arrays that you analyzed that had 768 bead types, was it your perception looking at the data that that data clustered well? And you were able to decode only 5 over 500 bead types?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything further?
Just that one question.